The rate of breast cancer among women ages 40 to 49 increased 2% per year on average from 2015 to 2019. That's according to the National Cancer Institute. And this new guidance issued just this week by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force really perked my ears up, because they say women should get a mammogram every other year starting at age 40. Let's ask Dr. Avita Singh, diagnostic radiologist and director of breast imaging at Karmanos Cancer Institute. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So this is an independent task force. Should I now start getting mammograms?
Well, yes, hopefully you have been getting mammograms or start getting mammograms at age 40. But yes, this independent task force, as you mentioned, did change the guidelines that were pretty standard for many decades, from 40 every year, get your mammogram, to actually in 2009, they moved it up to 50. And then in 2016, they tried to make some changes to kind of modify, again, not losing those patients in their 40s. So after a lot of medical communities have come forward and tried to get them to relook at the data, they have updated these recommendations to at least come back to women in their 40s should be getting a mammogram. They have kept those recommendations to every 2 years until the age of 50, but most of the medical communities and societies that deal with breast cancer directly and imaging are recommending that women do get their mammograms every year starting at the age of 40, because as you mentioned, that incidence is only going up in these young patients.
It also, it was saying starting at age 40 and until age 74. So after 74, not every other year, or just what happens after age 74?
Yeah, so the task force basically just reviewed all the studies that have existed. And unfortunately, there haven't been a lot of studies done on patients over the age of 74 or 75 plus. So we know, again, in practice that, you know, women are found to have breast cancer after the age of 75. And the earlier we find it, the better. There just hasn't been those randomized controlled trials that the task force was looking at to really make, you know, economic guidelines about what we should do for screening. So once again, 75 is young these days. That's a lot of life to live. You know, most patients, if you're healthy, able-bodied, you're doing everything you should be, come and get your mammogram. It's cheap, covered by insurance, and really can be life-saving and give you a lot of quality time left, you know, for the decades beyond 75.
Looking at this universe of studies that were part of this, how much might we reduce the mortality rate of breast cancer? Or is it really about just getting it earlier so that it's not as traumatic, not as harmful?
Invasive.
Yeah, and invasive.
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because the task force really does look at mortality data, meaning that's really their endpoint. They're most concerned about how many lives are saved. And yes, it seems that, you know, in the end, the amount of lives that are saved is relatively similar if you do 1 year or every 2 years in these populations that they're talking about. But that quality of life, finding those cancers earlier, avoiding chemotherapy, avoiding maybe radiation therapy or other therapies that are more aggressive, definitely is improved when you detect that cancer, you know, in 1 year from your last mammogram versus waiting two. And this is where a lot of that controversy comes between those recommendations that they've made and then those of us who are in the breast cancer world, with seeing really what those treatments and what finding a later cancer means to a patient.
So we know that people who have a history of breast cancer in their family have different guidelines, but this that came out is about the regular population that doesn't have that history?
Yeah, so the original draft that they put out in 2013 or 2023 actually kind of broke up some of these categories. But then when they did their final recommendation this week, they left most of that a little bit out there and discussed really just average risk patients. One thing also that they did mention that, again, most of us have find a little controversial, is they included patients with family history. So your mother has breast cancer, your sister, and that's really all that you have from a risk factor standpoint, as being like an average risk person. But in our world, again, in the breast cancer world, we do not consider a person who has had family history to be an average risk person, depending on the age in which that person got the cancer. So, you know, if your grandma had a breast cancer at 85 or 90, it definitely is not the same as your mother having a breast cancer in her 40s. So it's more nuanced than really what these guidelines, the task force put out. So I really want to be very careful that if you have family history, you know, you don't consider yourself average risk. Another population that the draft in 2023 acknowledged was the African-American or Black population in the United States. We all know that they have higher risk of having breast cancer as well as dying of breast cancer, which is something that we're all working on in this community. And the draft did say that those women should get mammograms every year at the age of 40, not the every 2 year recommendation. That was a separate subgroup. But unfortunately, in this final recommendation that came out, there really wasn't that delineation made. So more to come on that. But most of us, again, believe every year after 40 for every woman.
And Doctor, these updated guidelines, how do they align with the recommendations from other organizations like the American Cancer Society or the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists? I mean, is there some differences there, or is there some consensus?
Yeah, again, unfortunately, you know, pre-2009, almost every society had the same guidelines. And then when the task force came out with their first recommendations in 2009, a lot of the organizations split, and their guidelines are kind of all very different. So some say, we recognize that screening is the best at age 40. It's a personal decision. You can do every 1 to 2 years, but at age 50, definitely start getting your mammogram. Some, you know, leave it up completely up to the patient. The American, the Society of Breast Imaging, the American College of Radiology are definitely, and OBGYN Society are, start at 40 every year and then basically go until your life expectancy is less than 5 years based off of other health issues like heart disease or whatnot, you know, but if you're healthy, continue getting your mammograms. So I'm hoping that, you know, all the societies will relook at this new data that's come out and kind of give more guidelines. I do want to say most insurance companies still cover annual screening mammography, and usually insurance companies are the first to stop covering something if they don't see the benefit. But it's, you know, it's much cheaper and it's much better to diagnose the cancer early than have to deal with the consequences of catching one later.
Well, this is on my radar now, especially with Olivia Munn and my age, which I'm not going to put out there, but it may start with a 4. And I think it's time. So thank you for this conversation, Dr. Avita Singh, diagnostic radiologist and director of breast imaging at Karmanos Cancer Institute. Thank you for your work and for your time.
Thank you.
Another study that kind of floated onto my radar yesterday, we've talked a lot about, it is a new book out about the damage that smartphones do to kids, mm-hmm. this sense of isolation, depression, but also the cyberbullying. In Norway, they banned smartphones in middle schools, and now they've done a look back to see what's happened. And to nobody's surprise, they find that especially young girls, their academic performance and their mental health improved dramatically. They found that fewer of them were accessing the government healthcare system. They didn't need to, that it just increased their well-being.
I think this is great.
So they didn't have any kind of phone. You know, they didn't even have a flip phone. It's just no smartphone.
No, though there is a whole, the dumb phone, the little niche market for dumb phones, really getting big right now because you can save a lot of money, $50 to $300,
right.
And you don't have all those distractions.
I love this.
I think it makes perfect sense.